Our call is setting up for game two against the Giants here, and of course it's become kind of a daily thing. Strange to see when the top four guys are struggling the way they are right now. What are you seeing from Nimmo, Lindor, Soto, and Alonso?
Yeah, a combination of a lot of different things, especially individual. You know, with Pete, you know, some better signs last night, obviously getting to that fastball, that pitch, and him able to drive it the other way like that, the sack fly, the walk. You know, lately missing through a lot of good fastballs to hit, you know. Soto looks like he's pulling off. Lindor chasing. Nimmo's been, you know, kind of like the most consistent out of the whole four, you know. So it's strange that he's been going on for quite a bit now. But again, they're too good of a hitters and players that at any time it can happen. And when they click, man, we've seen it. So, there's some good signs. There's some good swings at times. Then the inconsistency. But again, good players.
I know I've asked you this a bunch, but in those moments, at what point do you kind of look over at Jeremy Barnes, Eric Chavez, and go, maybe time to say something that you're seeing while also letting them fight their way out of it, because only they can kind of get out of it?
Well, I mean, we've been doing that. I've been doing that for quite a bit now. You know, I get together with the hitting coaches. Hey, this is what I'm seeing. What are you guys seeing? What are the conversations? What are the players telling you? So there's a lot going on, you know, watching film, but also understanding that they got to do their jobs, you know, talking about the hitting coaches with the players, you know. So we make recommendations, suggestions. We, you know, bounce ideas off each other. And I know they're working really hard with the guys. And, again, they're good players, and they'll come through here.
In the lab today, Francisco Alvarez back. How's he feeling after that kind of got his bell rung out there in San Diego?
Yeah, a lot better. You know, yesterday he was emergency only there, trying to give him an extra day just after going through baseball activities, making sure that he didn't get any DC or anything. And, you know, there was no signs there, so he's good to go. He's in the lineup, and I think we got lucky there.
He's catching Kodai Senga. What kind of leash can you let him go here into this start today?
Yeah, I mean, I think last time he threw 92 pitches, I think he was. So we're looking at somewhere around that range, kind of like a normal start for him. I feel like all of our starters now, you know, especially the two that came from injuries, or even Montas, you know, like they're up, like, build up now to 90, 95 pitches. So that's good.
And then on the other side, Kaiwei Tang. It's the first ever start he's having. He made four appearances last year. What do you know about him coming into this one?
Yeah, look, the sweeper is his pitch. You know, he's got some splits there, righties and lefties, and I think because the numbers is because of that split. That sweeper. You know, it's a pretty. You know, he's got a lot of movement. You know, the fastball, 94, 95, a little bit of the changeup, but you know, we got to get ready to hit the fastball.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.